Hi, this is Mary Kane from onlybyprayer.com, and this is I Hear, short podcast to bring the sacred into your everyday. Today we are talking about who is invited to follow after Jesus. Let me pray. Dear Father, I thank you for this study time today. I thank you, Lord, that your word never comes back to you empty, that it always accomplishes your purpose. And I pray that would be so this day for those who would listen to this broadcast. We pray in Jesus' holy name. Amen. I'm going to read to you from Luke 9:23. Then he said to them all, "If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me." Anyone is welcome. Anyone can come. Any tribe, any tongue, any religion, no one is excluded. All have sinned, but all are welcome. Anyone can come to the foot of the cross, take up his cross, and follow Jesus. I used to think only special people were really welcome in the kingdom of God. You know who I'm talking about, the pretty people, the smart people, the popular people, the people who've been Christians since they were able to talk. Perfect lives marked by wise choices, good decisions, and smart moves. They were the ones that God really uses. A-list people with first-string capabilities, everything I was not. I barely made the cut. I flew in under the radar and was allowed in heaven, but better seen and not heard. I had already messed up God's perfect will for my life, and I was doomed to live on Plan B, or in my case, Plan Z, until God called me home. But God says in the verse that we read, "If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me." So forget about Plan A or Plan B. God says anyone is welcome. Anybody, broken people marked by sin and shame, you're welcome. Shattered people scarred by hurt and hardship, you're welcome. Plain people with common everyday lives, you are welcome. Anyone may come. But our verse says that we must deny himself. Deny ourselves of what? The right to live safe. We deny ourselves of the right to stay small, the right to live unforgiven, the right to excuse ourselves from abundant life by focusing on our wounds instead of our healing. But when we deny ourselves, we indulge the Spirit. With self out of the way, there's room for the Spirit. Blessing and power and energy flow unchecked from the hand of God to the heart of man. So any man, any woman, anyone who will follow him, they may come. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. 2 Corinthians 5:17. So here are a few action points, a few questions for you to consider this day. Point 1. Do you believe that anyone is welcome in God's kingdom? Do you believe that you are welcome? How can you better live the truth that anyone is welcome? Point number 2. Is there any people group that you avoid witnessing to or praying for because you believe they don't really deserve God's grace or love? What can you do to change this attitude? And point number 3, is there any one or any two, any three, any four in your life right now who need to hear that they are welcome? How can you share the love of Jesus with them today? So life is sweet, and anyone may come. Thank you for joining me today. Amen.